In the summer of 1974, Douglas graduated from Cambridge University and moved to London, where he spent the next 2 years as a struggling comedy writer. But a young radio producer called Simon Brett was about to become a major influence in his life. Simon had been a BBC producer since 1968, and he was to launch three successful comedy series: Weekending on Radio 4, The News Headlines on Radio 2, and The Berkis Way, to Dynamic Living, to give it its full title, also on Radio 4. He had first met Douglas during a visit to Cambridge to check out the 1973 Footlights May Week review, and when Douglas reintroduced himself in London, Simon decided to commission him on a trial basis. Subsequently, Douglas was commissioned for 10 minutes' worth of material for Programme 1 of the Berkis Way's second series, due for transmission in mid-December 1976. This was Douglas's first professional piece of solo writing, but a deadline problem was already beginning to show itself. His promised script, a parody of best-selling author Eric von Daniken, called Eric von Kontrick, was 6 weeks late in arriving, and it eventually made transmission four programmes later than planned. This was the sketch.
Good evening, and tonight on this programme is way above your level. We talk to Eric von Kontrick, author of such best-selling books as Spaceships of the Gods, Some More of Me, Spaceships of the Gods, and It Shouldn't Happen to Spaceships of the Gods. Now, Professor von Kontrick, one of the most interesting things about your series of books, in which you claim that mankind is descended from beings from outer space, is that they all seek to prove exactly the same thing using exactly the same evidence. Now, why is this?
You think they're all the same? Have you read them all?
Well, yes, I have. That's why I...
So what does it matter if they're all the same if you read them all? I mean to say, that's the whole purpose of the...
Oh, I see. You are only in it for the money. Does this mean that you don't actually believe what you say? That man is descended from extraterrestrial life forms?
How can I not believe it? The evidence is incontrovertible.
And do you use that same evidence again in your new book coming out next week?
No. I use entirely new evidence that I have manufactured. I discovered over the last year.
To prove that man is descended from the stars.
No. To prove that man is descended from the ants.
Ants? Ants? You mean that this displaces your theory that he came from the stars?
Oh, no. They're just aimed at different sectors of the market. This one is directed at ant enthusiasts, you see.
But this is incredible.
That's the point. It's incredible. I've got a new kiddies book coming out, too. That is based on incontrovertible proof that mankind is descended from little fluffy white kittens in pink boots. And also a natty little number for lonely housefrau, proving that mankind is descended from Sacha Distel. Oh, a lovely chapter on primeval slime in that one.
Just a minute. What was that?
And I worked out that the ant book will get me a new yacht. The fluffy kittens book will buy me a couple of those rather nice lagondas.
Something's going wrong.
Eric von Kontrick. I am Ulam of the race of your forefathers from the galaxy of Smegmon. We've come for our cut.
Cut? What cut?
Don't try and mess me about, Professor.
No.
They don't call me Ulam for nothing, you know.
My God, this has got to be the most incredible sight the world has ever seen. An enormous alien monster has smashed his way into the building here. And it's indescribable. It's absolutely indescribable. It's at moments like this that I really wish I worked in television, because... Well, because to be honest, they pay a bit better. And it certainly seems to be a more glamorous life. Well, I mean, you walk into the bar at Television Centre, it's a whole different world, isn't it? And just because you work in radio, they treat you like some sort of country bumpkin. But I know that if I did work in television, I'd still keep up with my old friends in radio, you see, because I'd still respect radio, because I think it's a very important and valid medium. It's just that I would rather work in television, that's all.
Right, give it back now.
Well, I only wish that you could see this. Oolon has picked up Professor Kontrick now and is taking him out to the gleaming white spaceship standing like a proud tower in the remains of Langham Place. And there aren't any of those slobs from television getting a look in here. They're probably all standing round in their smart little television centre bar drinking gin and tonics. While out here on radio, we're witnessing history in the making. Only you can't actually see it. And wait a minute. Something is happening. What a turn up. There's a positive tidal wave of very determined looking ants sweeping up Oxford Street. And they look as if they mean business, all right. Oh, eat your heart out, Richard Baker. You're not getting any of this. And here come the fluffy white kittens now. Yes, they're moving in with their business manager. Oh, my God. But I think the worst is yet to come. My God, yes, the very worst. This is it. This is the end.
Raindrops keep falling on
the The sketch itself was well received. But Douglas's second contribution, a sketch entitled 23 Gungadin Crescent, was again delivered late and finally made its appearance in Programme 8. This was a rather weird item, used in two parts to top and tail the programme, with Fred Harris and Chris Emmett as the two reporters.